This is JIS News. Coming up, government to spend $10 million to allow for Zigbee testing locally, just over 10% increase in national minimum wage, and HeartTrust NTA launches an MSME support program. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The government is spending $10 million to upgrade and improve the virology laboratory at the University of the West Indies Mona campus to ensure testing for the Zika virus, Zigbee, can be conducted locally. Health Minister Horace Dally made the announcement during Wednesday's Jamaica House press briefing at the Office of the Prime Minister.
My team at the Ministry of Health and the university team are meeting. They have ordered the equipment needed. They'll be here in 2 weeks. And the additional staff they need, the training they need, certified the protocol from PAHO, WHO, and therefore we'll be in a better position to do the testing for the Zika virus.
The virology lab will have the capacity to test approximately 100 cases per day. Currently, suspected samples of the virus are sent to the Trinidad and Tobago-based Caribbean Public Health Agency lab, and results take 24 to 48 hours to be generated. Effective March 1, the national minimum wage will be increased by 10.71%. There'll also be an 8% increase in the minimum wage for industrial security guards. The national minimum wage will be increased to $6,200 per 40-hour work week, up from $5,600. The minimum wage for industrial security guards will move from $8,198 per 40-hour work week to $8,854. The insurance coverage payable on account of security guards who were killed or injured in the line of duty will be increased from $2 million to $2.5 million. In making the announcement in Parliament Tuesday, Labour Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson urged employers who are able to pay more to do so.
The minimum wage order establishes a minimum threshold for the payment of wages to the category of workers we have identified. Too often, employers take these benchmark minimum wage figures as the norm. In this regard, the government is appealing to those employers who can pay wages which are higher than the wages set out in the order to do so.
The national minimum wage was last increased in January 2014. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is reiterating the government's intention to pursue private sector-led development initiatives as a major plank of its growth agenda. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the focus is on establishing a competitive and enabling business environment to attract the vital investments required to support the country's long-term goal of strong economic growth and sustained development.
The government has implemented reforms to address policy and structural deficiencies hindering competitiveness in the business environment. The measures implemented to date have yielded successes, as evidenced by successive upward movements in the ease of doing business index published in the World Bank Doing Business Report for 2015 and 2016.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the Jamaica Stock Exchange conference earlier this week. And the HeartTrust NTA has launched a multi-million dollar support program targeting students of the National Skills Training Institute as well as operators of micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. Under the initiative, 60 students graduating with National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica NVQJ Level 3 certification will obtain funding to start their own businesses, while 20 existing MSME operators will receive grants of up to $3 million to expand their operations. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says added emphasis is being placed on skills training.
The very best opportunity that any state, any family, any community can give to a person is the opportunity for a good education, again, including training. There is a brand new and unpostponable engagement of technical and vocational emphasis in our schools and indeed throughout the whole society.
The HeartTrust NTA is projecting to spend up to $80 million during the first phase of the program, which begins in February. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.